Trucks program that they're working on. We in Oakland are also working on a similar Clean Trucks program, as some of you I know in the room have been as well at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. So what I'm going to do is, because I'm pinch hitting and I've never seen these slides before, I'm actually going to take that butcher block and really what I'm going to do is try to break down the system of the trucking industry at most ports around the country. I can go over there. So the East Bay Alliance for a Sustainable Economy is part of a coalition called the Coalition for Clean and Safe Ports, which is a coalition of over 80 organizations in the Bay Area, mostly in Oakland, who are working to reform the trucking system at the Port of Oakland. Again, the issues that I'm going to go through are very similar to those across the country, including the ports of LA and Long Beach, and we have some folks in the room who can also speak to the specific issues in LA and Long Beach. This is an alliance of labor unions, environmental organizations, nonprofits like the Natural Resources Defense Council, environmental justice organizations like the Pacific Institute and West Oakland Environmental Indicators Project, Margaret Gordon, who we hope will be flying in any minute and coming in towards the latter end of our conversation, as well as local labor councils, the Alameda County Public Health Department, and many other policy advocacy groups. So it's an alliance that I think is a model for all of us to look to in helping to kind of change systems, which is part of what we do, right, within the field of public health. The way that we define sustainability is looking at sustainable environments, equity, as well as economy, sustainable economy. So I'm going to step over here to the butcher block paper really quick. Walmart, Target, Circuit City, and others. They are shipped, they have a relationship with ship lines. For short, I'm just going to say shippers here. These are huge multinational corporations like APL and others on the few ships that you see coming in. Most of these companies have relationships with the terminal operators. So terminal operators are those big cranes at the ports, the Star Trek, I'm sorry, Star Wars, if you're a Star Trek fan, I apologize. Star Wars cranes, right? And then those terminal operators, in turn, have a relationship with the trucking industry. Now, the trucking industry was deregulated about 30 years ago. What that means is, there was never a kind of a regulated set fare for a cargo that was coming into the ports. That was deregulated, meaning you could have whatever fare you could compete for. And companies themselves were not required, as they were in the past, to hire employees, basically to hire drivers and employees. So what you have is, and I'm kind of going to break this down here, you have LMCs, which are licensed motor carriers, are essentially companies who own trucks but don't necessarily hire drivers to operate those trucks. Does that make sense? That they own trucks, they may not be clean trucks, and more than likely they are not clean trucks that meet current California state air quality standards. And then there are also dispatchers. So dispatchers are essentially, just to paraphrase a little bit, a guy with a cell phone and a fax machine who's calling up truck drivers to pick up a load, so literally a dispatcher, exactly what you would think of a dispatcher as. And then what you have is they contract with independent owner operators, IOOs. And these are truck drivers. Independent operators are known as truck drivers. This, together, is what we call the trucking industry. So when I refer to the trucking industry, that's what I'm talking about. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to speak to the Port of Oakland. Again, there's several people here in the room who can speak to the ports of LA, Long Beach, and other ports around the country. At the Port of Oakland, there are approximately 1,800 to 2,000 truck drivers who operate there, which is about a sixth of the size of the ports of LA and Long Beach. The ports of LA and Long Beach are the largest ports in the country. The Port of Oakland is the fifth largest at this point. The 1800 to 2000 drivers are, for the most part, low-income immigrant drivers who actually are, it's a very diverse population. There are about 20% who are South Asian drivers of Punjabi descent, who are Sikh, 20 to 25% who are low-income Latino drivers, Vietnamese, Korean, low-income African drivers, Eritrean, and others. So if you can imagine, there are close to a dozen, if not more, languages spoken among these drivers at the Port of Oakland. The drivers themselves make between $8 to $11 an hour. Now, they don't get paid per hour, but that's what it's equivalent to. They get paid per container. So when you go up to the ports, how many of you have been to the Port of San Diego or the ports of LA or a port near wherever you live? You've been to the ports. Basically, what is one of the things that you see that's characteristic of the ports in terms of trucks?
Stacks of containers.
What else do you see?
Trucks on the road.
Diesel exhaust, and you see lines of trucks, right? You see lines, huge lines of trucks. So these drivers are competing to pick up as much cargo as possible because they get paid per cargo load that they drop off and pick up. So at the Port of Oakland, they work between 11 to 14 hour days. So when we talk about health impacts to workers, to these drivers, you can imagine getting paid as much as they do, as little as they do, rather, the long hours that they work, between the ergonomic issues as well as the respiratory conditions that these workers face from breathing in the diesel exhaust. Those are some of the things that they complain about and they talk about. The drivers, because they're making so little, as you can imagine, they cannot afford to maintain and operate the highest quality trucks. So they're operating very dirty diesel trucks at most of these ports, but definitely the Port of Oakland. As a result, they, as well as neighboring communities, which we'll hear about later, are breathing some of the particulate matter in diesel as well as other chemicals. So the system here is that the Port of Oakland in particular, but this is very similar to most ports around the country, they act as a landlord. So when you go to the airport, because the Port of Oakland operates at the airport as well, you know, TSA, Starbucks, all these other vendors, they actually have to pay a concession fee. They sign a concession agreement with the ports. And they say, in order to operate on our property, you need to pay a fee, and you need to maintain a certain set of standards to operate on our property. The only industry, so they have a relationship with the terminal operators, which are on their port property. They have a relationship with the shippers who enter their property. The only industry that does not have a concession agreement with the ports is the trucking industry. And so again, when I say the trucking industry, I mean kind of this broken system that we call that really divides those people who have a direct relationship with the shippers and those who are actually moving cargo, which are the workers. So in terms of the sustainable economy, what we've been fighting for and what we've actually won at the Port of LA is a clean trucks program. When we say clean trucks program, what we mean is that the port actually have a direct relationship with the trucking industry. And they require, by passing this policy, that a clean trucks program, you would have to actually maintain certain criteria. Number one, operate clean trucks. And there are several criteria that go into what defines a clean truck. Secondly, that you hire drivers as employees. And why is that? This is probably the most controversial point in the entire project. And it's because it automatically shifts the burden of owning and maintaining a truck onto the company, who will then have a concession agreement with the ports. And by doing so, it actually requires that these companies pay these employees a living wage, which the Port of Oakland does have a living wage ordinance, and they pay them benefits, health benefits, and others that they can offer them. In addition, that the trucks do not idle on port property and do not idle off port property, that they actually abide by a certain route. So we heard from Joy about the routes that Environmental Health Coalition and others in Oakland as well have been fighting for, that this would set that standard that they abide by certain routes. And the way to monitor that is by having GPS units or radio frequency ID tags on some of these trucks. There are other criteria as well, but a lot of them are, kind of, this is the crux of the campaign. The fact that we won this in Los Angeles, and there are others who can speak to this, is a huge victory. Ports of LA actually passed this policy, is it July? Well, it was originally voted on in March, and then it was actually implemented actually as of October 1st. So as of October 1st, pre-1993 engine trucks can no longer enter the ports of LA. So overnight, we're talking about a huge decrease in exposure to diesel fumes as a result of this policy. And, you know, it wasn't easy. It took dozens of organizations, 2 years at the ports of LA. We in Oakland are also looking to do this as well, and we're well on our way of doing it. I think the key to the message I want to send across, because I need to close up, is that the only public agency that's supported the campaign in Oakland is the Alameda County Public Health Department. And to have public health professionals, nurses, asthma specialists, and physicians talk about the impacts of diesel to children's health. 1 in 5 children in West Oakland, which is a neighboring community at the Port of Oakland, have asthma. Their life expectancy is 10 years lower than those living in the surrounding area. Cancer rates are 2.5 times higher in West Oakland than other parts of the Bay Area. And Andrew can correct me on some of those statistics, those are on the top of my head. But the fact that if health professionals come to the table, then I think this is a real big opportunity to be able to improve public health in a massive way, both for community members who are living around these ports as well as workers who drive trucks. So there is a report in the back, if you haven't received it already, in the lower, that explains this in a lot more detail, but I'm going to leave it at that.